Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to be talking about the future of Lake Red Rock. The Corps of Engineers office has been holding master plan public meetings in Knoxville and Pella over the last 2 days. Today, we're going to hear from Park Ranger Jennifer Cruz. She's going to tell us about some of the goals and plans for the future. All right. Well, Jennifer, we're going to be talking about the master plan meeting for the future of Lake Red Rock. And from looking around here, I see that there's three areas that you're focusing on with this plan. Can you tell me what the three areas are?
Yep, we have three focus areas. One is healthy environment, and that deals with the environmental stewardship nature of the lands that we manage. And then we have a natural place to play, which addresses recreational needs. And then we have connections, which kind of brings those two together. And also, we're looking at ways to connect people to the environment, either through recreation or just other environmental concerns.
So what are some of the environmental concerns that face the lake that are being discussed here?
One important one is invasive species. We're battling some autumn olive and honeysuckle issues around the lake that are moving in on some of our very important areas. We're calling in ESAs, or environmentally sensitive areas, places that we want to preserve their natural qualities, whether they're remnant prairies or pristine woodlands.
As far as recreation goes, there are a lot of projects that are on the walls here that people can look at. What have been some of the ones that people have been most excited about?
Probably trails. We've got some plans for expansion of hard trails. We've also got some plans for water trails, expanding that, and also some soft trails. And these are all still in their concept phase, but we've had some groups that are very interested in those areas. There's archery as well, and the other thing we want to do in the next 25 years is maintain what we already have in the way of camping and day use areas. So
one of the biggest things on the wall here is the actual map of all the grounds that you own. What do people say when they see the vast area that you guys actually cover?
Well, they are surprised that we have that much of an area. You know, it's the biggest land base in Iowa, as well as the largest lake. So they are impressed by that. Even though they live maybe in the area for a long time, they're surprised to find out that we do own land all the way up to southeast Des Moines. And it's really nice to be able to show them that big picture overall.
So do you guys also get some comments from people who are maybe around the Des Moines area, some of the places that aren't here in Marion County where you guys are seated?
Sure, yep. We get comments from them. I don't know how many people from that area have made it here in the last couple days, but over the summer and that kind of thing, we do talk to those people quite a bit.
So when can people expect to see some of these projects start being put into place?
Well, we have to finish up the master plan, which should be done maybe late summer, early fall next year. And so that helps us get through the clearancing process of some of the regulations. And then, as groups are available to work with, we're doing a lot of this stuff with partnerships and that kind of thing, because funding is an issue. Obviously, we're not going to be able to fund all these things ourselves. And a lot of things are just going to be concepts in the master plan that are waiting for funding. We don't have a timeline, potentially. And some of them may have a timeline. It just depends on if there's active groups or if there's funding. So it's undetermined at this time, I guess.
So if people have missed this event here today or the one in Knoxville yesterday, but they still want to learn about the future of the area and maybe give their input, is there a way for them to do that?
Yes, they can still go online, lakeredrock.org, and view the master plan concepts there, and they can give comment through that. Those will be up into January. I think mid-January we'll probably take them down at that point, but you're welcome to go on there. And even if you did come and you thought of something later, you can go on there and you can give us comments. We're really interested in getting public comment and hope that people take that interest.
And like you said, there's still time to do that. You guys will be working on the master plan into next year.
This is correct. Yep. Very well.
All right, well, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Park Ranger Juniper Cruz about the 25-year master plan for Lake Red Rock. They've been holding public meetings in Knoxville and Pella to inform the community and get their input. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.